Listen to part of a lecture in an anthropology class.
So, now that we've discussed how people in ancient societies tamed animals like cows and chickens for food and other uses, I'd like to talk about an ancient culture that domesticated horses. It's the Batai people. The Batai culture thrived over 5,000 years ago in Central Asia in what is now northern Kazakhstan. Pretty much all of what we know about the Batai comes from three archaeological sites, and we learned that the Batai were able to build large perennial villages, sometimes with hundreds of homes. We also found horse bones at these sites, and these can be traced back to the time of the Batai settlements. The climate that the Batai culture lived in, it was harsh. And the Batai people, they didn't really seem to have much in the way of agriculture going on, so their whole economy was really based on horses. And because horses can withstand the tough climate, they can survive ice storms and they don't need heated barns, the Batai people could settle in one place and rely on the horses for food, clothing, and transportation.
So the Batai were the first to domesticate horses?
Well, we're pretty sure that horses were first domesticated a bit earlier to the northwest, in the area that is now Ukraine and western Russia. It's quite possible that some of those people later migrated east to Kazakhstan.
But what exactly tells us that these Batai people, that the horses in their area were really domesticated?
As with most ancient history, there's not much we can be certain about, but we know there was a significant population of wild horses in that area. So there were plenty of opportunities for the Batai people to find horses to domesticate. We also know that horse milk was an important source of food for the Batai people. But milking a wild horse? Well, no, that would be impossible, to milk a wild horse. And then there's the... Oh, yes, Eric.
So you said last week that for some animals, like for dogs, there were physical changes taking place over the course of generations of dogs because of domestication. So can we tell from those horse bones if it was sort of the same for horses?
Actually, it wasn't. We know that horses have not changed a lot physically as a result of domestication. So those ancient horse bones don't tell us much about domestication.